And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hanalee Myers, and as always, I'm joined by cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
Always good to be here.
So today we're going to take another look at the cannabis economy here in the state and a look back at some of the cannabis legislation that just went through the last legislative session. Fill us in, Leland.
Well, you know, we've been talking about this over the last few months, but Colorado marijuana sales figures in March, the latest ones to come out, are the 10th month in a row that dispensary sales have fallen, and that's according to the State Department of Revenue. Sales at both medical and recreational marijuana sales were up, but it was modest. Medical sales jumped 12%, and recreational sales increased 11%, but the dispensary sales usually pick up during the summer, but that still might not be enough to reach those figures from 2020 and 2021. Marijuana business owners and state economic forecasts suggest that marijuana purchasing in Colorado likely peaked around the one-year anniversary of the COVID-19 pandemic, when dispensaries recorded record sales numbers. That was at that point. And I thought one of the interesting things was that the price of marijuana has also dropped during that same span. According to the Marijuana Enforcement Division in the state, the price of wholesale marijuana pounds fell over 46% on average from January 2021 to April of this year. That's just a year and a couple of months. You know, this is not great news for dispensaries out there because that means they're going to have lower prices. But as a user, it's incredible for consumers. Marijuana now here in Colorado is cheaper than it was when it was illegal more than a decade ago. Just amazing.
That is amazing. That's certainly got to be a milestone in the fall of the cannabis prohibition that we're seeing, and certainly is going to keep people off the black market, taxes and all, lower prices for consumers than even in the black market before. That's amazing.
I mean, to even imagine that 10 years ago was just silly. Just silly. But it's true. It's true. It really is.
Interesting. Well, you also are going to fill us in on some of what went on at the legislative session that wrapped up recently. What do you got for us there?
Yeah, you know, this is from Westward Magazine. It reports that there was a state program. This is one of the bills that would have allotted $5 million for hemp processing. And it failed to make it through the legislature, so it'll have to wait until next year. The Colorado Department of Agriculture had requested $5 million for a new initiative to help businesses purchase processing equipment. This is something that we don't often think about. It's not just growing it, it's also processing it. And the money would have helped buy decorticator machines. And there are very few of them. They are few and far between in the United States, even though industrial hemp farming has been legal since 2018. That was the passage of the Farm Bill that legalized hemp production. And we're not really talking about hemp grown for CBD oil, which a lot of it is. This is hemp grown for rope, clothing, construction material. It needs relatively little maintenance during the cultivation stage. But then processing comes, and you have to separate the stringy outer layer from its woody core. There's two different parts. And wood chippers get jammed up by the fibers. So turning a hemp stalk into usable fiber, it's still new. It's still complicated for American manufacturers who've struggled to find these kinds of machines or some kind of an alternative to them. The CDA itself says Colorado had one working decorticator as of last November and believes there are only two more in the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah, and building a hemp processing facility with a decorticator can cost anywhere from $600,000 to $3 million, they estimate. So they hope to divide that little more than $5 million between three private companies to really buy these machines, which would keep Colorado in the running for growing hemp. And each company would have been required to match the state funding for construction. So it was a match thing. It wasn't just let's give them this money. It was a match thing. And the marijuana tax cash fund, and that's the thing which is intended for state programs related to legal and commercial marijuana, it wasn't available for access this round. So it'll probably come back next year again. You know, Colorado was an early leader in hemp production. In fact, we led the country in registered acreage for hemp farming in 2019, as low as just 3 years back. But the state's registered hemp farming acreage dropped nearly 42% from 2019 to 2020. That's according to the CDA, and last year's numbers are expected to show another dip. So this is just one of those things that we don't think about, is that the processing part is very important and how difficult that is. And that's one of the things that's going to make it difficult for hemp to get into general marketing.
Yeah, I've heard that there's a really high buy-in cost at the start of growing commercial hemp, that it's an expensive field to get into, but once you get in, that it can be quite lucrative. So that seems like that's something our state's going to have to figure out, what farmers are going to be able to get into that with that high buy-in. And
well, that's one thing that was promised at the beginning was, oh, you know, get out there and grow that hemp. And we have a lot of hemp that's been grown that's still waiting for those decortificators.
A lot to learn there. Leland, thanks for keeping us in the loop.
You bet.
And you can find the Cannabis Report here on KGNU the first and third Thursday of every month. For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.